This is True News for Tuesday, April 6th, 2021. I'm Edward Zoll. One of the biggest economic crashes in history could be months away. This, according to proven financial analyst Harry Dent. Bigger than the Great Depression, Dent, who called the 1989 crash in Japan and the dot-com bubble, believes unlimited stimulus has set up a global bubble in stocks, commodities, and real estate, which will trump the financial bloodbath of 2008.
Do we have reason to be optimistic about our economic future? Because in Australia, at least, people seem to have a very optimistic view of how things are progressing out of this pandemic.
You know, Chris, that's exactly how every top in the market has ever looked, in 1929 in the U.S. or 2000 in the tech bubble last in the U.S. and around the world. At the top of a boom, things look good. And when you have a pandemic and governments like the U.S. print trillions of dollars to just get the economy back to not even, and is not back to even, by the way, I have all the statistics on that in the U.S. It's like, oh, everything's great, and the market's at higher highs than ever. The stock market, Chris, is the most overvalued in all of history. At the end of the greatest boom in history, and it's going to go down. I'm sorry. I hate to be realistic after being the most bullish person in all of history in the early 90s in the recession there and worldwide in the U.S. and Australia that said, we're going to see the Dow 10,000 by 2000. People thought I was nuts. Now I'm saying at 33,000 on the Dow, we're going to go down.
But isn't stimulus good for the economy, given the fact that things have slowed up so much?
Hey, Chris, okay, if I want to feel good, can I drink a cup of coffee? That's what they're doing to the economy. The economy is dead. It's been dead since 2008-9. We've come out of the worst recession since the 1930s, and we cannot get it back up no matter how much. 12 years of stimulus, Chris, printing money, and now fiscal stimulus in the U.S. and other countries. Are you kidding me? If this economy is not dead, I don't know what dead is. If I was on the hospital show after this many defibrillators, I would say the patient's dead.
We've also got a problem in the Australian context where, as a result of the pandemic, we've seen this incredible growth in the value of property. So we've got property prices which are going sky high at the moment. That's got to come to an end too, doesn't it?
Absolutely, Chris. I'm telling you, Chris, I love Australia. You have the best demographics into the future of any developed country in the world. U.S. is sideways. Most of Europe is down. East Asia, Japan, Korea down forever. You're the golden jewel. But you have this real estate bubble, which already was the second worst in the world, only to China compared to income. And now, like you're saying, prices are going up faster. And this is happening in the U.S. as well. In the last stages of this bubble, that's when you know you're in a bubble. That's when it's euphoria. That's when the bubble is getting ready to peak. When people say, I'll pay any price for a house in Sydney or a flat in Sydney, that's when it's about to blow.
So how hard will the fall be then for the world?
Okay. For the U.S., I'm seeing 70 to 90% in the stock market, 40 to 50% in real estate. Australia, maybe 30 to 40% in real estate, depending on the more overvalued or not markets. Chris, this is going to be, and I hate to say this, I have not been saying this now. I've been saying this since the early to mid 80s when I came up with my best demographic and technology forecasting tools. We are going to see the biggest downturn in our lifetimes into late 2022 and now pushing this out maybe 2023. You have to see real estate in Australia go down, I'd say 30%, maybe 40%, less than the U.S. And stocks, look at the stock market going down 70, 80%. I'm telling you, this is already baked in the cake. This bubble has gone so far, there's nothing you can do.
So how sure are you of this?
I am 90% sure it will happen by the end of this year. I am 80% sure it'll happen by June, this peak in the stock market. And then real estate follows. Now—
joining me to discuss this incoming monetary tsunami are True News founder Rick Wallace and Doc Burkhart.
Hello, Edward.
Hey, Edward. I have not talked to Harry Dent for several years.
And I've never seen him like that. It's almost as if all his warnings and all the years, he's done caring even. Not that he doesn't care about the largest financial crash in history. It's just that it's almost become comedic that the world's done nothing to stop it.
Yeah, I can understand his attitude. You reach a point where, personally, I can't get outraged anymore. I can't be alarmed. I don't know what to say. We're so far over into la-la land that, there's no words. And I think Harry Dent has reached this with the economic forecasts,
right,
that he knows we've passed the point of no return.
Right.
I mean, this year they're going to put $4 trillion of funny money in the system.
So basically what Harry Dent is saying is the body is dead. We've just been running it on a ventilator now for years. It may look alive. Its lungs may be going up and down. We may have a heartbeat, but there's no brain activity, obviously. Mm-hmm. There's no life that's going on, but it looks like it's alive.
That's right.
The fact of the matter is this whole economy has been on a ventilator at least since 2008 and probably years before that as well.
He echoes exactly what I've been saying. I've said this before. People ask me, Rick, when will the economy crash? And I say, I can tell you exactly when. September 2008.
It's already happened.
In the past, yes.
You've been in the crash. Well, but how could it be the crash when everything's so great?
We're on a ventilator. Yeah.
The stimulus has been like adrenaline shots.
But we're brain dead.
Yes. Do you know, right after... I go back in time, and I think after the Lehman Brothers collapse, September 2008, do you know how shocked we were, stunned? We couldn't believe that the central bank, the Federal Reserve, pumped $700 billion into the market. $700 billion. That was shocking. Our guests at that time, people like Harry Dent, used to interview a lot of financial experts, and all of them were saying this will lead to an economic collapse in the very near future. $700 billion. Do you know what $700 billion looks like now compared to $4 trillion for this year?
Oh, it's peanuts.
So, were they right then that it was going to lead to a collapse? Yes. What none of us could imagine is how long and how deep the Federal Reserve could take us into a quantitative easing, a printing money, endlessly printing money. I'm surprised. I'm really surprised they pulled it off this long.
And they wouldn't have been able to do it, the most recent, shady terms, without COVID.
You got it.
COVID allowed for us now to pump at least $3 trillion that we've already pumped in to the U.S. economy, plus another $2 trillion that's coming down the runway.
It's the COVID cover-up. They're
right.
Covering up the state of the economy.
And the next thing beyond that, likely war beyond that. And we'll be talking more about that here on the Godcast.
Well, I would pay attention, if I were you, folks, I'd pay attention to Harry Dent. I got a lot of respect for Harry Dent. And what he just said is he is 90% certain of a stock market crash by the end of 2021, 80% certain that it will happen by June. Less than 2 months away. So what's happening right now? What's going on in the economy? How many people are paying attention to what's going on in the U.S. and the global economy? Do we see a economic crash that's just in front of us, how many people are missing it? They're caught up in all the talk about COVID, mask mandates, censorship and everything, but do you see the Mack truck that's coming towards us, flashing its lights and blowing its horn, saying, get out of the way, this is an economic crash?
Right. Well, one indicator I happen to notice this week, they said that 900,000 people or more had returned to their jobs. You know, that's a good sign, right? But what they didn't tell you, hidden in that same report, was over 700,000 people in the country had filed first-time unemployment claims. That meant 700,000 people lost their jobs that they'd had for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, to say that we've gained jobs when actually we lost those jobs, this is a gain back for people, you know, for businesses shut down because of the stupid virus. But we're still losing people. People are still losing their jobs now. So, but there are other factors at play here now as well. Because of COVID, dominoes have started to fall. And we're going to talk about some of those dominoes here over the next few minutes.
Hey, before we go on with this conversation, Edward, we need to tell our audience, we made a change yesterday in our format. We've made a couple changes in the past several weeks. The biggest change is that Edward is sitting in my seat. And he is leading True News. I think he's done a fantastic job the first couple of weeks. It's radically changed my schedule and given me much more freedom in my daily schedule that I can do work on other things. The other thing is that we've cut the program back to 1 hour.
Yes,
which is what we used to be for most of our 22 years.
Still more than you're going to get on most news networks, actually, because we have no breaks in them.
Right. But, you know, the past, the past 2 years has kind of been a creep in the length of the program.
We got to about 2 hours on one program.
Yeah, and that's taxing our audience. But we were amazed how many people just stayed in there with us for all 2 hours. But the third change that we made, we started yesterday, and that is that we're producing the 1 hour in two parts.
Yes.
And why are we doing this?
Well, one, it make it easier to share. Many of you want to share the programs with your friends and family, and you maybe don't want to share the multiple subjects that are in it. You want to just share, for example, the financial segment that we're doing right now. Well, we're going to be producing this and posting on the website as a separate segment. Part one of this program, part two, will be later in the program. You can share either of them. You can binge watch them back to back, but they will be segmented. They will be separated. And this, we believe, will be easier to share and easier to consume.
So every day now, Monday through Friday, True News will be in two parts, about 30 minutes each, part one, part two. So if you watched yesterday, and I know I got emails from people saying, what happened? The program was only 30 minutes. They didn't notice part two. So if you missed part two yesterday, go to truenews.com.
And you're really getting double the True News. You're getting five shows a week when we're doing this before. Now you're getting 10 separate subjects that we're addressing, analyzing. It's 10 shows a week now.
That's right. So we're compressing a lot of stuff about a particular theme into a 30-minute segment. This 30-minute segment you're watching right now is on the economy. The next segment that we're going to do will be on war.
War and some update on the coronavirus.
Yes, okay. So that's the way we're going to be doing it for the foreseeable future. Makes it easier for you to share it with people and just say, hey, you got to watch what True News is talking about on this particular subject. And that way your friends don't have to scroll through an hour trying to find the part that you want them to see.
Well, all right. For anything we don't cover on the show, we have newscoo.com.
Newscoo, yes.
Yes, that's where we're putting all the headlines that we don't have time to talk about on True News.
So bookmark that site on your computer, on your phone, newscoo.com. It's a great site. I'm telling you, lots of information there. There's so much news, we can't get to it all, folks. And so go to newscoo.com. You'll get all of our extra headlines and more. And plus any breaking news, you can find it on newscoo.com.
I want to get back to Harry Dent. I think a lot of our audience has known Harry Dent for a long, long time. If you watch True News, listen to us when we were an audio podcast, you know that Harry Dent used to be a regular guest on True News. But if you don't know who he is, He has an impressive resume and consulting firm based in Tampa, Florida.
Yes, and he lives out of Puerto Rico now for a dollar for the tax benefits. But he's a Harvard graduate of Harvard Business School. And as I noted in the open, he was one of the few financial analysts to successfully call the crash that happened in the Japanese economy in 1989. He also called the tech bubble that blew in the 2000s.
I consider Harry Dent an expert on economic cycles, particularly the Elliott Wave. Mm. He probably knows more about the Elliott Wave than any other living human right now. If you're interested in knowing about all the details of the Elliott Wave, that's the man you want to talk to.
Okay.
Another topic that he's an expert on is demographics and the impact that demographics have on a nation's economy.
That's how he called the Japanese crash,
yes.
Actually.
Yes. And so years ago, he was saying the U.S. would face the same problem because the baby boomer generation was leaving the workforce and becoming an economic burden on the rest of the country.
Right.
And that there would not be enough young people to purchase houses, cars, appliances, furniture, to replace what the baby boomers did.
Right. And that has been an argument for the advancement of illegal immigration into the U.S.
Yes.
That way we have people who can buy houses and do all that. And so that might be a subtle way that they're trying to keep the economy rolling, but keep it controlled as well.
That's a good point. That's a good point. So, Edward, I think we have another segment from this Sky News interview with Harry Dent.
Yes, and in this one, he's actually explaining what he plans to do and what he's advising to clients to do in anticipation for the biggest crash in history.
I'm telling people, you got to start getting out of any real estate that you do not want to be in long term, especially in Australia, where it's the second most overvalued market in the entire world, Chris. Get out of real estate now because it takes longer to do. You have to protect whatever, you have to realize this has never happened in history past the 1920s, roaring 20s bubble. This is the biggest global bubble and more global since. You have to look at all your financial assets right now and say, I want to sell them or preserve them because they're all going to go down. Real estate, stocks, everything but the most conservative government, Australian and U.S. Treasury bonds, are going to go down to reality, and it's going to hurt more than anybody thinks it ever could. And nobody thinks it could happen, and I'm the only guy on earth saying it, but I'm the only guy on earth that told people that in 1989 that Japan was going to go down forever.
So what should world governments do about this? If they take your template as for real, it's going to happen, say, in 2021, maybe 2022. What should world governments do with the debt that they're facing at the moment?
All the developed countries are keeping the bubble going. Only China, because they have more top-down control, is starting to quell their bubble a bit. But even that, once you get bubbles of this extent, Chris, there's no way to stop it.
Right.
They have to come down to reality, and it's. I'm telling you, it's 30% to 50% for real estate in most countries, and it's 60% to 90% in stocks in most countries. This is going to kill most people's retirement portfolios, and there's nothing they can do about it. I'm telling people, just get out of the way, get safe investment, highest quality government bonds and cash, and just sit through this. I'm telling you, it's coming in the next 2 to 3 years. And I think it's about to start in the next month or two.
Incredible. Wiping out entire generation savings.
30% to 50% drop in real estate prices.
Right.
That's what Harry Dent is predicting.
That will destroy the economies in every major city in the country.
Look, I want to just tell folks something. In 2004, I warned our True News audience, those of you who were with us in 2004, I warned you that a real estate crash was coming. In fact, I believed it so much that Susan and I sold our house in 2005, and we sold the True News Ministry office in 2005. That's how convinced I was that a real estate crash was coming. We sold at the top of the market, and the Holy Spirit told me, sell and wait. We bought at the bottom of the market. Okay, so we heard the Lord correctly. Harry Dent is one of the people I listen to, Doc. That's why I'm taking this man seriously. I was listening closely to Harry Dent in 2004 and 2005. That's why I believe there's a real estate crash coming. I'm taking this man very seriously right now.
And there's plenty of other variables, too, that support this man's analysis. Other than his resume, there's been a major hedge fund crash. Harry Dent mentioned that the stimulus and the lack of monetary policy in the country, it shifted the corruption, it shifted the money creation. The hedge fund we're talking about is called Archegos. Now, this is number six for control. Now, regulators around the world have been watching this because this hedge fund's no small thing. It's a $1 billion hedge fund. This is the CEO of Archegos. He's a Christian. The Europeans are saying that this crash of the U.S. hedge fund won't just impact America. It's going to impact the entire global economy, including their financial ambitions. Number seven for control. This is Bloomberg. They're seeing this as a domino. As you see on the screen here, Archegos is tied to Goldman Sachs, tied to Nomura, a Japanese bank. They have a lot of issues here because all it was going to take is one of these. Some might say Archegos might be the Lehman Brothers of our generation.
That's what I was just getting ready to say. This has all the feeling of a Lehman Brothers moment.
Right, and it was leveraged against Goldman Sachs, which was leveraged against Credit Suisse. And there are others that have been impacted by this domino that has started falling across the investment funds. So even though we're not seeing panic yet, this was the first fire to light.
Yeah, but if you look now, Doc, look at this is from CNN, number nine. Credit Suisse execs out as bank takes $4.7 billion hit from hedge fund collapse.
And the hedge funds they're talking about there is the Archegos hedge fund. That's the exact one they're talking about.
If we can go back to 5B, this was from over a week ago, CNBC. This is when we just started to get a hint that something was coming. This is just March 29. Banks warn of significant losses as they exit positions with large U.S. hedge fund.
And the hedge fund, once again, is Archegos.
But we didn't know it a week ago, March 29. Right. We didn't know it. We just saw this warning. Banks warn of significant losses. Now we know who it is. And now we know that Credit Suisse is hurting. Nomura from Japan also taking significant losses.
One of the ironies here is that Archegos, it's a word actually in the Bible. It means right. The beginner, the pioneer. And in this sense, this hedge fund might be the beginner or pioneer of the next major crash.
Now, last week, driving to the office here in the morning, I was listening to Maria Bartiromo, Fox Business News, and she was interviewing
Larry McDonald
from, he has a newsletter, The Bear Trap. And the Bear Trap Report. And he was talking about Lehman Brothers and talking about the collapse of hedge funds now. And I was paying close attention. This is number 11. And he said Biden's spending plan will weaken the U.S. dollar substantially. But now I want you to hear a segment from that Fox Business News interview last Thursday. And listen closely to what he predicted.
I'll never forget. I was so proud of you because you and I were doing it on the show and back in 2009-10, and you broke the Repo 105 story. Your leadership there was incredible. What Lehman Brothers was doing is they were taking $50 billion a month of leverage off the balance sheet, reporting the earnings, and then bringing it back on. So it was like a trick to hide the leverage. Here we are 12 years later. And the banks are doing, not the banks this time, now the hedge funds are using total return swaps and all these 21st century tricks to hide literally billions and billions of dollars of leverage. And in this case, one investor has hit the global banking system with about $12 billion of losses. At the end of the day, for people watching us right now, the implications are hedge funds right now, mutual funds, asset managers cannot trust their prime brokers because the prime brokers, the banks on the street, right now, as a week later, can't calculate the losses, right? This is pretty scary. They haven't given us the number. A number of banks have not given us the number. That means that we're going to see a pretty substantial deleveraging as investors, hedge funds, mutual funds can't trust their prime brokers. There'll be a natural deleveraging process. And then the fun starts with the House and Senate hearings. And once Elizabeth Warren gets a hold of this, it's going to be just really entertainment time on television.
Does anything today feel like what we lived through and what we witnessed during the failure of Lehman Brothers? Are you expecting any, you know, significant decline in this market, given the worries of inflation and the higher interest rates and the spending, et cetera, Larry?
Well, just the speculation, the fact that you have, you know, just the extreme level of speculation and the fact that one investor, you know, literally almost took down, you know, a large financial institution, that just tells you naturally the risk reward here is atrocious. You got 2 to 4% upside. You've got probably 30 to 40% down. But at the end of the day, you look at some big banks in Europe, Credit Suisse, UBS, they have a lot of exposure here. We're hearing from clients that there's going to have to be a capital raise, or at the end of the day, there may be a forced merger of UBS and Credit Suisse that's being speculated in the market right now. And so it won't be a Lehman-type disaster, but it'll definitely be a shock that's coming, and it's coming pretty soon. It's coming probably in the next, you know, 30 to 60 days.
That's it right there.
Next
the shock.
Months.
The shock. The next 30 to 60 days.
Yes.
That lines up with what Harry Dent is saying. If we show number 12A, this is from yesterday.
Yes.
A Russian military analyst, World War III will begin within 4 weeks. These things are all coming together quickly. Now, one thing I want to say to our audience before we take a break to go to part two. Remember, True News is now in two parts every day. If you are invested in cryptocurrency altcoins, I would recommend that you be on alert now. Every day over the next several months, I believe that we're in the final stage of the bull market in altcoins. And when they drop, when they crash, eventually, if the same pattern as it was in 2017, the altcoins will drop 95%. That's what happened in 2017. 95%. If you had $100 in an altcoin, you had $5 left after the crash. And that, I think, is coming within months.
Stalwart advice, Rick. Thank you for watching part one of True News. We'll see you back in just a moment.
Davos, as also World Economic Forum, is built on a narrative.
What these people are fundamentally doing is trying to attack and control and dominate life itself, and they think that they're smart enough to be able to do that, and they're not.
And really, they were talking about humans being the enemy. The enemy of humans is humans.